Good morning. Today we are starting to learn the halachas of sukkah, and we're going to talk about two specific interesting questions as it relates to sitting and eating and sleeping in the sukkah. So number one is it permitted to eat and or sleep in a sukkah underneath the table? Or we would say the same thing, underneath a bed, underneath a chair. Is that a problem or is that not a problem? So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows: Hayashen tachas hamita besukkah, anyone sleeping underneath a bed in the sukkah, it depends how high it is. Im hi gavoa asara tfachim lo yasa. If it is 10 tfachim high, from the ground up to the bed, or we'd say the same thing for a table, if it's 10 tfachim up, then you are not yotze. But it's if it's less than 10 tfachim, and we're talking about from the floor up until the table, up until the bottom of the bed, the area underneath it, it's not to the top of the table, because there's going to be some thickness there of the table itself. We're talking about this airspace underneath it. If it's more than 10 tfachim, it's a problem. If it's less than 10 tfachim, it's not a problem. So the Metzia says nowadays, if you go and measure your table, the vast majority of tables are going to be less than 10 tfachim. How much is in 10 tfachim? So on the metric system, it's going to be 80 centimeters. It's going to be the more machmir shita. That's the grach now. Typically, the Chazon Ish has the bigger shiurim, and therefore he's more machmir. But in our situation, machmir means having the lower table, the lower shear. So approximately, or exactly, 80 centimeters, the vast majority of our tables are going to be lower than 80 centimeters, and accordingly, it would not be a problem to sleep or eat underneath a table, underneath a bed, underneath a chair. And in fact, based on the language of the poskim, this would even be a lechatchila, no problem whatsoever. Lechatchila, you can have your meal, you can sleep underneath your table. So in fact, the Piskei Tshuvos brings the Sukkah HaShalem, the book HaSukkah HaShalem, that says that this is only B'Shas HaTzorach. When there's a real need, when there's a real need in that situation, you can sleep underneath the bed, same thing underneath the table, but not in a time of need. So the Piskei Tshuvos comments on that. If you look at the language of the poskim, this should be lechatchila mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says the cutoff is 10 tfachim, below 10 tfachim, not a problem. That would mean even lechatchila, it would be acceptable. Nonetheless, the Piskei Tshuvos tries to reconcile the opinion of the Sukkah HaShalem, why it's only b'shas hatzorach, when there's a need can you do it, but when there's no real need, you shouldn't do it. Nonetheless, the pashtus of the poskim is that this would even be a lechatchila. There would be no iser sleeping underneath a table, underneath a bed, and also to eat would not be a problem. That leads us to the second question. If it's a very, very hot day, or it's a rainy day, would it be permitted? And we're talking now on Chol HaMoed, not Shabbos and Yontif. Would it be permitted to hold an umbrella over you? An umbrella, if it's raining, protect yourself from the rain with the umbrella. Or if it's really hot and sunny and you want to protect yourself from the sun coming into the sukkah, can you hold that umbrella over your head? So in fact, when it comes to this shayla, we would indeed, there are a number of poskim that discuss this, and even though it's more than 10 tfachim off the ground, so we would think to say it's a problem, in this situation, because we're talking about an umbrella that's held in the hand, not stationary set umbrellas, like those large umbrellas that you have outside, but an umbrella for rain, if you want to hold it on top of you, that is not considered an ohel, that's not considered an hefsek, a tent between you and the schach above you, and even if it's more than 10 tefachim high, not if it's not a problem because it's being held by hand and it's not being set permanently. So that is a number of poskim discuss this. Amongst them, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is lenient on this because as long as it's not set, it's held by the hand, it would be acceptable. And accordingly, if it's raining, it's even preferable to be out in the sukkah, eat in the sukkah with an umbrella over one's head than to go in and eat inside or to sit there to keep the sun away from you. Also acceptable on Chol HaMoed again, not Shabbos and Yom Tov. Nonetheless, the Piskei Tshuvos brings that it would be preferred to not say a bracha accordingly, because it's not so clear in the poskim this. It doesn't seem to be the ideal situation. So somebody's going to be sitting there and eating in the sukkah with an umbrella because it's raining. Simply don't say a bracha, but still preferable to be sitting in the sukkah with that umbrella over your head than sitting inside. Have a wonderful day.